WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two here on Monday morning and the day before tax day. So what better time to have Manny the Money Man Resendiz in here for the return of Money Mondays. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. It's good to be back. It's been a little bit. I've missed you.
I've missed you too. But it's, you know, you probably haven't been too busy, right? Because it's not like everything's kind of nice and easy and stable in the world right now.
Oh, yeah. Just another typical sunny, spring day. It's amazing. It's been a little hectic or a little crazy, depending on how you want to look at it.
So this is the time when I would think more than ever people are relying on their advisor. They're reaching out to you to kind of make sense of what's been going on in the world.
Absolutely. This is one of those times where, as an advisor, this is where we earn our money. Because when the market's doing well and everything is great, it's easy to plan. When the market takes a hit or it starts to take a punch and you start to see your accounts go down, this is where your advisor can make or break your retirement, because they should be putting you in a position where you don't have to worry about, can I still retire after the market drops 1,000 or 2,000 points?
So, you know, we've talked in the past about how you should never really be reactionary to what goes on with the market, because it is a long game. But when people have been playing that long game and they're hearing some of the things that might be happening over a long period of time, it causes concern. How do you talk people down from the ledge, or do you try to be as, you know, matter of fact and straightforward? Like, hey, we're just as uncertain about things as you are.
So it's a little bit of both. Because let's be honest, when you turn on the news, you are getting a different viewpoint or a different story every time. But the only thing that is consistent is the fundamentals of actually planning and getting ready for retirement. So if you're 2 years or 3 years or 5 years away from retiring, there are steps that you and your advisor should be doing. So like with our clients, we look at what is the portion of your retirement money that we've set aside for safety or for income, so that if the world goes sideways, because you and I have no idea what the world is going to do, right? We make a plan and then the world laughs, and then the next thing you know, we've got to make an adjustment. So there should always be a portion of your account as you're getting ready to go into retirement that is safe. We call that your guaranteed income, because that's what's going to replace your paycheck. Because when you go into retirement, you're going to have your Social Security benefit and then whatever retirement or investment money that you have. And if the last 2 weeks has told us anything, you don't want to have a 10% swing one way or the other, or a 25% swing one way or the other, when you're getting ready to stop working and you need to replace your paycheck.
You know, and I know when I say this, there's going to be people that are going to call up and say, Donald Trump never said he's taking people's, you know, Social Security money. But should people be relying on that Social Security money? I mean, even before a Trump administration, people have been concerned that Social Security was not a viable thing that was going to last forever.
And so depending on the reporting and the way it's set up, as of right now, if you're getting ready to retire or you're already retired and collecting your Social Security benefit, your benefit should still be there no matter what. When it comes to the next generation retiring, that is where it gets cloudy, because we don't know what the administration currently is going to do. We also don't know what the administration after that is going to do. And so, yes, will you have Social Security? More than likely you will. Will it look exactly the way it is today? That is the question that none of us can truly answer. And so if you do your basic planning, your basic fundamentals of, hey, what do I need to live on and how much am I expecting from Social Security? You can have some wiggle room or a safety net so that you're not stuck when you retire.
So it really shouldn't be the one thing people are depending on.
Correct, because Social Security was never designed to be your entire retirement. It was always designed to be somewhere between 25 and 30% of whatever you needed to live on. And so if you needed, you know, just for easy math, if you needed $4,000 a month to live on, well, Social Security was designed to replace 1,000 to 1,500 of that. If it happens to replace more than that, well, that's a win, and now you don't have to rely on your other accounts. But at the same point in time, it should never be your primary source.
And so now with the way that the market has been reacting to the news, people are watching as their 401ks are dipping, they're watching as everything that they've invested in the market is going away, And I guess the easiest thing to say to that is that's why you don't want to have everything in the market.
Well, and that is what we call stating the obvious, right? But when it comes to the market, you still need the market in some way, shape, or form in your account. And whether the market is crashing or the market's rising, there's always an opportunity to make money. The question is, what portion of your money are you trying to gamble? And what portion do you look at and go, I can't touch this, right? While you were working, you always had that slush fund, right? That brown bag account that was off to the side that if the world got into the way, you knew you had $1,000 or $2,000 just to cover a surprise. Going into retirement is no different. It's just it's not $1,000 or $2,000. It's a bigger chunk because you're using that money to generate a new paycheck. And so if you're going to stay in the stock market, it's usually for money that you're not going to touch for 5 or 10 years because you know it's going to go up or down and you're using it to rely on inflation. The problem with that is sometimes if the market goes down, think 2008, for example, we lost over 40% of our nation's wealth in a 19-month span. And then it took us 4 years to recover. And so if you're getting ready to go into retirement and all of your money is in that column, right, the I'm going to gamble it and let it ride, well, you're probably going to have some hardship. Or you might have to delay your retirement 2 or 3 or 4 years like those who had to retire in 2008. If that's what you're trying to avoid, this is where your conversations with a financial professional, whether it's the person you're already talking to, and if they're not reaching out to you, you're not having conversations with them, reach out to us here at the Retirement Factory at Euclid Financial Services. We'll gladly talk to you. This is what we do day in and day out. We only talk to those 55 and older who are trying to figure out how to retire or how to stay retired. And if you're trying to figure out how to retire in this environment, this is the time to ask those questions.
And I've seen a lot of people who are posting online, and as I was mentioning to you, I think a lot of them are bots, but people saying like, we should be buying now. Now is a great buying opportunity, but a buying opportunity doesn't help you out if you're going to take all your extra money and put it into the market and then there's a crash or a long-term recession that happens as a result of it.
Well, and this is one of those things where is it a buying opportunity? Yes, there is an opportunity to be able to buy in. The question is, should you be buying in? And that depends on where you are, right? If you're in your 30s, if you're in your 40s, yeah, dump the money in. You know you're not going to be touching it for at least 20 years. But if you're 55 or older, or you're within that 2 to 3 year window of, okay, I'm getting ready to retire. I've had this date planned in my mind for the last 10 years. I've been daydreaming about it at my desk. Well, the last thing you want to do is take the money and dump it in with the expectation that it'll grow, but it's not going to be overnight. Anyone that believes their investment is going to grow overnight, you're setting yourself up for hardship. And so there is money that should be gambled with. That is your inflation money or your long-term savings. But then there's money that should not be gambled, and that's your guaranteed income. That's the money that is going to replace your paycheck. And so if you're gambling your house money for an opportunity today, reach out. Let's have a conversation because that's probably not a good idea right now, especially when you're listening to news or influences or YouTube videos saying, now's a great time to buy. This is going to be great. I would take a step back and figure out where you are, and is that the right decision for you?
And, you know, as you said, you know, don't expect there to be returns overnight. I mean, that would, the healthiest stock market in the world, you can't expect to have, you know, returns overnight.
Well, and that's the thing. We can't time the market. Smarter men than you and I have tried to do that, and it doesn't work out. Ooh, the key to any good investment plan or retirement plan is consistency. What am I doing today that I can continue to do tomorrow and still get to the goals that I'm looking for? And so if your goal is, I want to be able to retire in 6 months, in a year from now, 2 years from now, and not have to worry about what's going on with my money, that I can actually spend more time enjoying my life and less worrying about my money, that is a good time to have a conversation of, am I going to be okay? Because you should be able to pick up your phone, call me at the office, right, and say, hey, Manny, what's going on, right? Hey, what are the other advisors in the office saying? Am I okay? And the first answer should always be yes, and then a reason as to why.
Well, that is the first question they should ask, but what other questions should they be asking? Like what, because how much should people be, it's going to sound weird, but how much should they kind of just ignore this and say, you know what, I'm not going to get worked up in it. I'm not going to get into the minutia of it. Or should they be concerned about the minutia? Should they be asking you about every little part of it?
So this is going to be what I call dancing the line here, right? It should be a little bit of both. You don't want to be completely blind, put your head in the sand, and pretend it's just going to go away. But you also don't need the gory details, because that could just keep you up at night. What you should be asking, right, very first question, am I safe? And the answer should be yes. If you get a no, it's not ideally what you want to hear, but it's better than finding out, you know, 10 years from now right. when you're running out. But the next question should be, well, where are we and what's the next step? What are the plan? And the plan should be very straightforward. It should be, okay, well, this is what we did during our planning. We set aside X amount of money so that once you retire, this was going to generate your paycheck so that you always had food, shelter, clothing, medication, all the basics. And then this section we carved out to earn a little bit more. And this is designed for the expenses that you're going to spend over the next 12 months. That's what we call your predictable income, so that whether it's a new hot water tank, vacation, updates to the house, you have cash for it without having to mess with your paycheck. And then there should be two more piles. One that is your emergency money. If the world gets in the way, you're going to pull $2,000 or $3,000 from it. You're not going to worry about it. And then there's the portion that's going to be exposed to the market. And that's the stuff that will keep you up at night, but it's also going to protect you against a gallon of milk going from $4 to 12 bucks. That's the portion that you want to find out what are we doing with, because that's the one that's going to be truly exposed to the stock market itself. Whereas the other two, they may still have some exposure to the market, but they're going to have a lot more safer items in it. They're going to be things like CDs and money markets at the bank. They're going to be things like your annuities and pensions at insurance companies. And so ideally, if you've got a little bit in each one of those categories and your advisor's speaking in plain English saying, hey, we planned for this. Now, granted, none of us plan for a trade war and a 50% drop in the market or any of those items, but we plan for hardship. We plan for the unexpected so that you don't have to lose sleep at night.
Now, the idea of there being a trade war, does that affect the way people would think going forward, not just in the market, but just in their kind of everyday life? Because you talk about, you know, planning for that gallon of milk fluctuation, but now it's not just that. Now it could be every aspect of life. It could be everything from, you know, car repairs to when you need to get a new cell phone and everything that can come in between.
Well, and that's the thing. So when we talk about a trade war and these tariffs, I think we lose sight. The rest of the world is not going to be affected by this. Right now, the U.S. is basically isolating themselves from the trade market by putting all these tariffs in place. The rest of the world will just continue to trade with each other. And if they have to, they'll cut the U.S. out. Because out of the total trade in the world, we account for about 10 to 15% of China's trade market, which then just means China's just going to trade with the rest of the world and not us. And so if that happens, all that just means is all the cheap goods that we're used to bringing in, your Shein, your Temu, your next day shipping from Amazon, and you're not quite sure where it's coming from, those prices are just going to go up, or they're not going to be available if we don't reestablish trade. And so what that just means in plain English, we might get to relive the 1970s. And for those of us that are old enough to remember that, it is not just bell bottoms and disco. It is what we call stagflation. It's inflation goes up really high, so our day-to-day goods cost more, but you and I stop making money. And so we're used to getting a raise every year from our employer. We're not going to get that. If you're making 30 grand, you're going to make 30 grand for 4 or 5 years while everything else is becoming more expensive. It's just going to mean it's going to be harder to be a normal average person. If you're going into retirement, it's not as scary because you should, if we've done all the planning right, we should have guaranteed income. And then we should have some of those other pieces in place to give us a little bit of flexibility. Now, will it be ideal? No. But will you be comfortable and will you be happy? The answer should be yes.
So you don't want to have to use more of that flexibility when you don't have to. But that's the thing is, like, we're not talking about this from a political point of view. We're talking about this from the reality of the economic situation. And like you said, what's happened in the past. And I think a lot of people who are retiring today are probably people who lived through some of these previous recessions and kind of can have some historical knowledge of it.
And that's exactly it, because it's not about who's in office. It's not about did you vote for him or not vote for him. What we're looking at is how does this affect you today, and then how will this affect you in 5 years or 10 years? The hardship with this type of planning is we may know that based on the work we've done, you're going to be okay 5 or 10 years from now. but it's the next 12 months, it's the next 24 months that you and I are thinking of as soon as we hear the news. And so this is where having those conversations and feeling confident in, okay, am I really going to retire? Do I know where my income is going to come from? And if I have a question and I call my advisor, are they going to pick up the phone and give me an answer that I understand?
Well, and I can assume that, you know, that's a difficult prospect sometimes for you, because as we said, with the uncertainty, it's hard to really give an answer, but you've got to be the one that can assure people and kind of make them feel better about it. Do you feel like there'll be a point where some things will, from anything that you've seen, where things will kind of even out a little bit and people can kind of come down a little bit from that ledge?
I want to say yes, but the reality of it is I think we're in for a bumpy ride for the rest of this year. And so if you were concerned with what happened over the last 2 weeks with your 401k and you didn't get an answer that made sense, this is a really good time to reach out and ask for help. If you're not working with a professional, get a professional. If you're working with one and they're not giving you answers in plain English, find a new one. And the easiest place, reach out to us here at the Retirement Factory. Go to our website at euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID, F as in financial, S as in services. Or just call the office at 401-727-2727, and we'll have a conversation with you. This is one of those times where we're all in this together. It doesn't matter if you've ever worked with us before or not. It doesn't matter if you voted or didn't vote for whoever's in office. We're all in this together. And so the one thing we can do is get answers and get through it.
And one thing you can do is you can tune in every weekend. You can hear the Retirement Factory here on WBSM. You can catch the Money Minute every afternoon where you've been very straightforward in those, in just telling people, hey, here's what happened today. And, you know, if you were worried about how it affects you, give us a call.
That's exactly it, Tim. I couldn't say it any better.
Well, you do say it a lot better, because if you miss the Money Minute every day, I listen to it every day. I'm the one that puts it in the system. And I'm like, well, this makes sense now. Out of all this stuff that I listen to all day long, up and down, at least now I can kind of come away with it with a little bit of an understanding. So, Manny, thank you for coming in, and thank you for doing this.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's my pleasure. I can't wait for the next conversation.
And hopefully a lot of people out there will reach out to you and will feel better, and hopefully things will kind of calm down a little bit, but I agree. I don't think it's going to anytime soon. But I can tell you, we are going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the news with Mike. Stay tuned.
A new record for flu and measles deaths. A surprise visit from Pope Francis over the weekend. And a new job for Tom Brady.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A new study shows Parkinson's disease may soon be more concerning than Alzheimer's. Cases of Parkinson's disease are estimated to rise by 30% by 2050 in North America and will double globally. Symptoms of Parkinson's disease affect mostly movement, but can also range from mental health effects and pain and tiredness. There's currently no cure for Parkinson's disease, and scientists are working to determine what triggers the devastating illness. A student in Fort Bend, Texas, is saying none of the above after being accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools. Ten Pham, a senior at George Bush High School, been given a welcome mat at Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Princeton, UPenn, and Yale. Pham received a total of nearly $3 million in scholarship offers. His decision? Pham says he's decided to go with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology at MIT. Pope Francis made a surprise appearance in St. Peter's Square on Palm Sunday. The Pope wished a happy Holy Week to the crowd of more than 20,000 following the conclusion of Sunday's Mass. According to the Vatican News, Francis greeted the faithful from his wheelchair and stopped occasionally to talk to people. The 88-year-old was not wearing his nasal tubes for supplemental oxygen as he recovers from his recent life-threatening battle with double pneumonia. North Carolina is reporting a recent number of flu deaths.
This week, the Department of Health and Human Services announced there have been over 500 flu-related deaths for the 2024-25 season. It's the highest statewide total since reporting began in 2009. flu-related deaths in the state were nearly on par with the number of deaths caused by COVID-19. Officials also said cuts to federal grants have resulted in a $100 million loss for the health department. I'm Jim Forbes.
The U.S. has its highest number of measles cases since 2019.
On Friday, the CDC announced there are now 712 confirmed cases of measles across 24 states. Officials are warning that the number is likely an undercount due to delays in reporting. Currently, 11% of this year's measles patients have needed to be hospitalized, and the majority of those were children. Roughly 90% of the confirmed cases have been in unvaccinated people. I'm Lisa Carton.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the exemption of electronic devices from recently announced tariffs is not permanent.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Lutnick said while phones, computers, and chips are exempt from these tariffs, they won't be exempt from semiconductor tariffs that are coming soon.
So this is not like a permanent sort of exemption. He's just clarifying that these are not available to be negotiated away by countries.
Lutnick went on to say these types of products are vital to U.S. national security. It's therefore a security risk for them not to be manufactured domestically. He confirmed that tariffs on pharmaceuticals will also be announced separately. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A man is in custody and will face attempted murder and arson charges following an early morning fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion.
Governor Josh Shapiro says the violence needs to stop.
This kind of violence is becoming far too common in our society. And I don't give a damn if it's coming from one particular side or the other.
According to the Pennsylvania State Police, firefighters responded to the Harrisburg residence of Shapiro at about 2 a.m. Shapiro says his family was home at the time but were able to escape unharmed. He went on to say the attack was targeted, but a specific motive was not known. Pennsylvania State Police said while it's an ongoing investigation, they do believe it was an act of arson. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the White Sox 3-1 yesterday. Boston takes on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight at 7:05. Celtics beat the Charlotte Hornets 93-86. And it was the Bruins over the Penguins 4-1 yesterday. The Bees take on the New Jersey Devils tomorrow at 7. Tom Brady opening his own trading card store. Card Vault by Tom Brady opened on Friday night at New Jersey's American Dream Mall. Brady was joined by hundreds of fans while cutting the grand opening ribbon. This is now the fourth Card Vault location. The others are located in the Boston area.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Tons of sunshine. We are going to find temperatures this afternoon that will top out in the mid to upper 50s. As we go to Tuesday, we're going to see mostly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain. We're looking for highs that should top out in the lower 50s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500. And it is such a nice day out there already. And it's going to be an amazing day overall. If you would like to go out and have yourself some delicious lunch, right? Why not stop by Brax Tavern in Middleborough? Brax, of course, you know Brax Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton. They recently purchased the Boston Tavern in Middleborough and have turned it into Brax Tavern, combining the best of Boston Tavern with the best of Brax. And they've got some fantastic lunch options, great sandwiches there. How about a chicken a la vodka sandwich? Just $14.99. A crispy chicken BLT, $14.99. Come on. French dip sandwich, $14.99. You can't beat that. And I love a good French dip. One of my favorite all-time sandwiches. But they've also got great burgers as well, including their pickleback burger, topped with bacon, cheddar cheese, fried pickles, pickled red onion, and boom boom sauce. Maybe you like smash burgers. They've got the Oklahoma smash burger, 2 4-ounce smash burger patties, seasoned, grilled, and topped with cheddar cheese and bacon onion aioli. Those are just some of the great sandwich and burger options you can find, plus great entrees, starters, soup, salad, everything you can want, all in a nice, friendly atmosphere. Check out Brack's Grill and Tap in Boston, in Brockton and Taunton, and to check out the Brack's Tavern in Middleborough, or just go online, bracksgrillandtap.com, and find out more about what they have to offer. And make sure you follow all three restaurants on Facebook so you can see the different specials they post up, the different events they post up, and all the great charity work they do as well in the community. 508-996-0500. That is my number here if you want to call in and chime in. And as I mentioned earlier, we are still giving away tickets to Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. Just want to remind you, though, that that is a standing room only show. So if you're going to enter to win and you win tickets, they are standing room only. They can't change those. So just be aware of that. And it's kind of like a concourse area where you're hanging out. It's not like an area where they've just got a bunch of people penned together standing up. No, it's like a concourse area. You can go to the bar and things like that. But also, not only can you enter to win tickets online at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but this Friday, for Fun Friday, it's Come to My Window. You can come to my window here at the WBSM studio and hold up a sign, sing a song, whatever it might be. Show me that you are a Melissa Etheridge or Joss Stone fan. And I'll get your name and info, and we'll enter you for another pair of tickets that we'll be drawing on Friday after the show. So Monday through Thursday, you can win tickets online, WBSM.com, and on the WBSM app. And on Friday, come to my window. I'm hoping somebody shows up with a guitar and just performs that song outside. That'd be pretty awesome. But also, maybe nobody shows up at all. But not till 7 a.m. 7 to 9, we'll do that, because I don't want to be dealing with people at 6 a.m. outside the window. It's just a little too early for that. And, of course, we'll have your first cash code for Money Talks coming up in just a little bit. Less than a half an hour, we'll have your first Money Talks code of the day, and we'll have 10 codes throughout the day for you every day. Your chance to win $1,000 just for listening to WBSM. And Money Talks is brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. So your first code coming up in the next hour, when we'll also have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo with us as well. By the way, if you haven't seen the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, as part of the, you know, this is the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution, and as part of the celebration, Moby Dick Brewing Company in downtown New Bedford has teamed up with the city of New Bedford for some different things that are going on. But as part of it, they have created a beer at Moby Dick made with one of Ben Franklin's original recipes. And so I went on Friday to try that beer, and I ended up trying two of them. That's how good they were. And it was very, very good. It was like, I would call it like an Irish stout, but softer, if that makes sense. You know, it's a dark beer, so it's, you know, it's got a little bit of that bitterness to it, but it's not as potent as a stout or a porter. But I definitely could picture myself, you know, sitting in like the Fearing Tavern drinking one of these back in the 1700s. You know, I could be at Ingersoll's Ordinary in Salem drinking one of these back in those days. So if you want to have a little taste of the colonial, I would recommend stopping by Moby Dick and trying one of those. Now, if you are not a beer drinker and you want to have a colonial taste to celebrate 250 years of the American Revolution, stop on by the old Gristmill Tavern in Seekonk, because they're also having a celebration and anniversary for the anniversary of Paul Revere's ride. But you can also get there the Bowie tea that the colonists used to drink. I get it there and I drink it a couple times a week. And it's fantastic. I like it. I like the strong smoky flavor of it. So there, you can have a taste of the colonial era, whether you are an alcohol drinker or not. You can either have Ben Franklin's beer or some of the colonial era tea, all available here locally. And we're going to be talking about the anniversary of Paul Revere's ride. I'm just waiting to hear back confirmation, but I think it's going to be tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk about all the events they have planned for the anniversary of Paul Revere's ride coming up later on this week. 250 years. All right, we're going to take our final break of this hour and be right back. Like, Vess, of all the songs people remember from Crisscross, that's the one they remember the least. They might remember, of course, they remember Jump. They might remember Warm It Up, Chris, but they don't remember I Missed the Bus, which was their third single. But you don't have to worry about missing the bus because you could be driving the bus. Right now, Tremblay Bus Company is looking for bus drivers, bus monitors, van drivers. And if you are interested in helping kids get to school while also earning yourself a great paycheck, just go to tbcbus.com. TBC, Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com to apply. Don't worry about not having your CDL. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. So you could be helping to get the next generation of community leaders, maybe even the next Crisscross, to school every day. All you have to do is go to tbcbus.com. And you can make sure that they don't miss the bus. They don't miss the bus. They don't miss the bus. That's something they will never, ever, ever do again. tbcbus.com for Tremblay Bus Company. tbcbus.com. All right, we're going to take a break.